that real good, feel good stuff.
I got me some chicken on the grill, and that is going to be good stuff. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're about to talk about a little bit of Yardbird. What you thinking, Bob?
I didn't know you did country rap.
I do it all. I do it all.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. And it is the Grilling Guys. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website. You can get us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter if you dare, Grilling Guy at Twitter. And we always respond to your emails and your texts and all this support and questions you give us. So you want to hit us with a question, you can link up right on the website. That's thegrillingguys.com. Roasting a chicken over an open fire, that is something we do every summer multiple times. And maybe because the device is so inexpensive, it makes it even more enticing. We buy more camping gear every year.
Sure.
But this little spit, and I can't think of the name of the website I go to, but all you have to do is use a search engine and find campfire
rotisserie
or spit, and you'll see that there are a bunch of. Now, here's a caveat. When you go to buy one, pay very close attention to the thickness of that spit, because once you get to using this, you're going to really like it, and you're going to want to put more and more stuff on it. And the cheaper ones have a really thin one, and it'll bow.
And then it don't work.
Not very well, no.
So it lops then. It doesn't turn smoothly.
You'll have to spend about $129 for a decent, beefy enough one. And then, of course, they go by how wide they are. And it all has to do with how many people you're trying to feed and how much meat you're going to put on that thing. But in terms of doing a chicken, you can either dig a fire pit and put it as part of the pit, or you can just have your campfire on the ground, which is what we do in the Manistee National Forest when we camp out there. And we'll be heading out there for Labor Day weekend. We usually spend 4 days or 5 days out there right on Lake Michigan. And there's a cool spot we found when we were up at Ferris, and we used to camp up there with a whole group of kids. Well, a bunch of these people still go there. So we go there once a year.
Hippie hangout.
It is. And it's wonderful, but John Vanoni does this every year, and he was the DJ at the party last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife was the bartender, Stacy. So he's always putting chickens on, and he's not listening this morning, so I can say this. He always puts them on too late. So we always have chicken about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We want a second grazing. But it's so good when you pull these big, fat hens off of the fire and you park them. He usually has them rubbed up with a custom spice blend. He's very much into the herbals. And it's just gorgeous. And he gets a knife and he starts cutting one open. And, I mean, the juice runs all over the place there. There's something about a rotisserie and spinning meat around over and over that
to a certain degree, it bases itself.
It does. It just keeps recycling the juices. You know, a lot of it doesn't go into the fire. And that's the next thing. You don't generally put it right over the fire. You put it next to it.
Right.
And by doing that, that radiant heat hits it from the side. So you're not roasting it underneath. So all that convective heat coming up out of your campfire and the ash, I might say, does not affect your meat.
Right.
And and when the juices drop, the grease drops because those chickens are fat, you don't get a flare up. It'll follow that fat right on up to the chicken, and you'll have a flaming rotisserie.
So you've got you're to the side of the coals even. Now, if you've got a normal campfire that's say a foot and a half, 2 foot tall, how high is the chicken up in the air, and how far is it away from the actual flames so it doesn't get licked by the flames? Right. I mean, is it 4 foot up in the air?
It depends on the size of your fire, but the chicken's normally about 2 foot off the ground. 2.5, depending on how big your rods are and how far you drive them into the ground.
Okay.
Typically, when you're camping, it's kind of a sandy area. You don't camp in clay pits,
right,
you know. So
you're
generally in Michigan anyway, somewhere around some water, and it seems to be kind of loamy soil. So it's not hard to get the forks into the ground.
Right.
And then underneath the chicken, you put a disposable pan, like an aluminum, a big long aluminum
foil
pan. Yep. And that catches all your drippings, and you put your whatever you're going to use to baste it, you pour it right in that pan, and it kind of stays hot and kind of cooks it as it goes. But it catches all the drippings, and you can take a brush and just dip it down in there. You can pour it over it or whatever, a big ladle, and just keep basting that chicken throughout the day as it roasts. And the smell will drive anyone around you crazy, because there's something about roasting, slow roasting meat that just brings the crowd in.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it last weekend when the folks were coming in to where my smoker was, you know, it's west of everything. And as people were walking back to the backyard, you know, the aroma was still coming off that big smoker. And they're walking by and their noses are up in the air like a bunch of deer. That's the real magic of barbecue. Right. I love
it. The
smell. Aroma.
The smell is as good as the taste. Now, on those the chicken on the rotisserie, it's going to get a little crispy on the outside.
Beautifully.
But again, you're going to need a thermometer to check and see when it's done. These new little thermopops would be perfect for that.
For camping?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
It reads in 3.4 seconds.
Right. And it's just a little probe. Looks like the inside of a cross pen, right? With a little sharp point on
yep.
the end. And, you
and
just
then a lollipop on the end.
Right, with a digital readout.
And a rotating screen.
Yeah. So no matter which way you look at it, you're going to be able to read the numbers upright.
Yeah. So then, you know, like if it's chicken, put that tip into the thigh.
Right.
Put it into several joints. Put it deep into the joints and get those joints to 165. Then everybody's happy. There will be no blood evident when you serve that meat.
Right.
Because that's what you don't want.
Yeah. While it wouldn't hurt you, it's still not attractive on the plate. So.
Well, it means that that's not cooked. So it could absolutely make you sick.
Yeah, if you got down there and whittled on the end of the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the time is a big part of it. You know, how do you know when to put that thing in? Well, I'm going to tell you that it's just like anything. It's time and temperature. So if you have a recipe for doing it in the oven at a certain temperature, you know, and it shows you different temperature ranges, your temperature is probably going to be around the 250 mark from a sideways radiant. So you'd want to gear it to like a four-hour cook.
Right.
It's going to take a while.
That might be why you're eating that stuff for a midnight snack and not at dinner time, because
yeah.
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not thinking chicken.
Right. No, yeah. he's drinking beer.
Right. Exactly. I would be too. But chicken anytime off the rotisserie on an open fire is good. It doesn't matter what time it is.
So then take that bird and rub it down good with some EVO and, you know, your flavor profiles. Now here's a good time to use some whole herbs. This is when rosemary looks really cool, and thyme, you know, when you've got the full
sprigs of
it. Yeah, the full sprigs, and you shed them a little bit, and you put them into a nice rub bag, and you just liberally coat that thing and put plenty of it on the outside, because it's just the skin. You're hoping some of it runs into the meat as it rotates.
Sure.
But as it roasts, I mean, it creates just a beautiful canvas on that screen that is gorgeous, and that skin will be so crisp and so beautiful, you'll actually eat it. And I don't normally eat chicken skin,
right.
but on that one, you will, because the fat will be gone.
Yeah,
it'll just
tasty,
totally
tasty
get rid
stuff.
Of it.
You know, the rotisserie is great if you've got time to do it. Another chicken on the open flame is you've got that triangle, which is basically a grate that hangs above the
tripod.
Fire. Tripod, yeah, thank you, not triangle, tripod. And that thing works good for like thighs and legs if you want to cook
oh,
those
yeah.
up quicker.
Yeah, and you know the nice thing about those is you can elevate them way up. If you want to take your time and slow it down, just rise it up.
Right.
I still have that one that fella in Muskegon, that Born to Grill
right.
guy
yep.
gave
yep.
me.
I remember him.
That thing works great. I'll be taking it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Works much better than the Chinese job.
Coming up next, we're going to double do dim wings. Stick with us. We'll be back.
A little more right now. A little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. Just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.